to be. He's been dancing in the street. He's dressed so fine, got lots of loot. We like to call him Mr. Zoot. He drives a great big car, smokes a big cigar. He looks like a king and he acts like a star. When we see him drive by, he goes toot toot. We all shout, hey, Mr. Zoot. He's got purple suspenders and a yellow tie. Come on, boys, I tell you no lie. Those hats, those funky spats, he's a hip is hip, but look to less care. I tell you no lie, this guy can't be beat wherever he goes.
You're listening to KSKQ. He
drives by with that big saloon.
Get this out. 94.9 FM Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. Today, here on Maya's Mix, we are covering a fun topic of clothing. And the song that you're hearing right now is called Mr. Zoot Suit, and it's Ingrid Lucia and the Flying Neutrinos. Neutriunas. And I actually played this song for a different theme back August of last year, 2009, when the theme was Mr., since the title is Mr. Zoot Suit. And this song was suggested by Jim Giancarlo, who actually originally gave me the idea for the whole theme. He said, hey, you know, there are a bunch of clothing songs. How would you feel about doing that as a theme? So I thought, you know, that's a great idea. And I posted it on Facebook, and I got a ton of great ideas. So today we're going to hear a number of different songs of all different types that relate to that theme. And Mr. Zoot Suit, it made me curious, what is a zoot suit? And so I looked it up, and a zoot suit has some interesting history. It's a suit, well, first of all, the way it looks is it's a suit with, it's high-waisted pegged trousers and a long coat with wide padded shoulders. And the style of clothing was actually popularized by minorities during the late 30s and 40s. And something that I ended up discovering when I realized that I had already played Mr. Zoot Suit for my other show, I did find an appropriate song that also includes Zoot Suits called The Zoot Suit Riots. Zoot Suit Riot is the name of the song, and it's by the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. It's from their 1997 album, the compilation has the same name, and it's one of the band's signature songs. And so the Zoot Suit Riots were actually a series of riots in 1943 during World War II that erupted in L.A., and it was between white sailors and Marines stationed throughout the city and Latino youths who were actually recognizable by the Zoot Suits that they wore. And so Mexican Americans were the primary targets of the fights, but so were African Americans and Filipino, that youth. They were targeted as well. So I thought that was an interesting piece of history to tell you, to share with you before we play the Zoot Suit Riot by Cherry Poppin' Daddies. And I found that they also had a Spanish version that I want to play for you too, where they sing it in Spanish.
Llenos murmuran en los árboles, dos marineros y en descanso están. Tu voz, cadenas y manotazos, ¿quién es tu papi? Soy yo, un pez gordo juega aquí.
But I'm going to actually play the whole song for you in English. So let's go ahead and hear the English version.
Thank you. it's two cities and they're only pipes and chains and swinging hands. Who's your daddy? Yes, I am. Fat cat came to play, now you can't run fast enough. You best stay away when the pushers come to shove. Zoot, zoot, Ryan, throw back a bottle of beer.
For the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold, I wear the black and mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
To lose.
You just heard The Dress by Blonde Redhead. You might not have heard it in the lyrics, but that's the name of the song. Before that was Man in Black by Johnny Cash. And we start off with Zoot Suit Riot by the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. So today on Maya's Mix, we're covering clothing. And what that means is quite a range of different songs. Remember this one? The interesting thing that I found is that I found a number of songs that, even though they're about clothes, they're actually part of the topic is about taking your clothes off. And in this next set that I'm going to do, and here's a song. Well, you don't have to take your clothes off. Remember this song? This is Jermaine Stewart, good 80s classic. That's your game, but I'm not a piece of meat. Stimulate my brain. Nine is young. So, anyway, I'm going to be playing in this next set five songs that I found to be, this is my sexy set, because all of them are a kind of deal on some level with the sexual element of clothing. You'll hear in the lyrics. Woo! You don't have to take your clothes off to have a good time. So I'm going to start off with a song that is kind of a classic. It actually was deemed, it was rated number 49 on a list of, it's the 50 worst songs ever, watch, listen, and cringe, an online list. But hey, I think it's a really fun song. It's I'm Too Sexy, and it was it's from the English trio Right Said Fred, and the single topped the American charts in early 92. So as you'll hear, it's sung from the point of view of kind of a self-satisfied fashion model, and the lyrics express well, overconfidence, that his personal level of sexiness makes him too sexy for a lot of things, most notably his shirt. And so you'll get to hear. And by the way, the instrumental break is actually based on the guitar riff in the Jimi Hendrix song Third Stone from the Sun, FYI. So all of the songs that I'm going to be playing in this song, in this next set, turn me on. Okay, so we're going to, well, and no, I should not say that because that's not quite true. Not all of them. All of them deal with that in a different way. There are just a couple that do that. Okay, so this is, first one is I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred. No, that wasn't it.
I am too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. It hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. And I am too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. No way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk, yeah. I do my little turn on the catwalk. I car, too sexy for my car, too sexy by far. And I'm too sexy for my hat, too sexy for my hat, what you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk, yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
Oh, I can deal with the green dress. Unbutton every button down your green, green dress.
The green, green dress, 20 buttons and a strap. The green, green dress, what a pleasure to unwrap. Green dress, oh, what I can do. For what the green, green dress does to me on you. Me on you.
Me on the green, green dress.
not in town. Oh, yeah, I'll show you how you do when it wrong. Oh, I really love it when you tell me to stop. Oh, it's turning me on. Now you can tell some lies about the good times that you've had, but I've kissed your mother twice, and now I'm working on your dad. Oh, baby, I'll be around when he's not in town. Oh, oh yeah, I'll show you how you're doing it wrong. Oh, I really love it when you tell me to stop. Oh, it's turning me on.
Skirt is the name of the song that you just heard, and that was by the artist is Pulp. Can you hear me okay? Okay. Testing. Oh, I see. Okay, there we go. I was using the wrong microphone. We have a new microphone here in the station. And I'm still getting the hang of it here. I had turned on the wrong one. Okay, so now you can hear me. As I was telling you, the song that we just listened to was Pencil Skirt. That was Pulp. And that song was suggested by Ross Bowling. And before that was You Can Leave Your Hat On by Randy Newman. That song was suggested by Delaine Morley. And we also heard Green Green Dress, and it was from the musical Tick, Tick, Boom. And that song was suggested by Jim Giancarlo. And the Tick, Tick, Boom musical soundtrack is by Jonathan Larson, who actually did Rent as well. And then before that was Hot in Here by Nelly. And that song was suggested by Laura Hauser-Franz. As you heard, Let's Take Off All Our Clothes was a main lyric in that song. And we started off with I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred. And I forgot to mention that that song was suggested by John Gerald and Robin Behrman. So that was my sexy set. I don't know if all of you found all of those songs to be in that that topic, but that was my interpretation of that those songs. I realized I forgot to. Regarding that, I found some interesting data. I found there was a study of more than 700 ninth graders, and the findings it indicated that people who are exposed to certain messages in the music and the lyrics are more likely to copy or emulate what they hear. And so obviously when teens are listening to lyrics that have to do with sexual matters, the findings of the study was that they tend to be active in that way. And there was also another study. I just found it so interesting. Like, how does music affect those parts of our, that part of ourselves? And so there's also a professor of cognitive neurology at Newcastle University, and his research found that the brain's responses to music are just like its responses to sex. And the measured brain activity of someone who receives the trembles from music and the measured brain activity of someone having pleasurable sex are exactly the same. Very interesting. And in the study, fans of different musical genres actually gave very different responses. And fans of hip-hop and dance music stood out in particular because it was just some random data that they realized it was... it matched up. They said that 37.5% of hip-hop fans and 28.7% of dance music fans have had more than one sexual partner in the last 5 years, compared to only 1.5% of country music fans. Interesting. Thinking maybe I should do a topic on Maya's mix sometime in the future, concentrating only on this. Although, of course, my show is here in the afternoon, so it might not be appropriate, especially when the kids' club comes back on after my show. So you're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM, community radio in Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. I forgot to credit my wonderful listeners who gave the suggestions and of the songs in my first set. So I wanted to let you know that the last song that we heard, well, actually the first song, Zoot Suit Riot, that was suggested by Crystal Hannon. She's the one that got me connected with that song. Man in Black by Johnny Cash was suggested by Robin Jansen, and as well as my friend Brian. And The Dress by Blonde Redhead was suggested by Ross Bowling. So actually, you know what? You want to know something. When I got all the suggestions, there were a number that, even though they would have been appropriate for this topic, I had already played them for other ones, such as Devil with a Blue Dress. And that was, here, I'll play a little bit of that. That's...
Jump up! Get it! Hey!
Devil with a blue dress, blue dress, blue dress. Devil with a blue dress on.
Ooh, yeah!
Devil with a blue dress.
So, that song I played back in, when was that? For my blue theme. Oh, last month. That's right, in August. Devil with a Blue Dress. And that song was suggested by Ian Dock and Jane Wingen and Fred and Laura Perloff. Another song that would have been appropriate for this one was Raspberry Beret, of course. And so let's play a little clip of that. Oops. So I've played it for the other shows, but I wanted to at least give you a taste of it since it's so fitting. This song, Raspberry Beret, was, this is Prince, of course, it was suggested by Crystal Hannon and Noli Hoy. Played it for, Raspberry, could you guess it would be for the fruit theme that I played back in June. And let's shift gears, and probably the song that was most suggested was Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Polka Dot Bikini. And this song was written by Paul Vance and Lee Pockris, and it was first released in 1960 by Brian Hyland with orchestra conducted by John Dixon. So that's the origins of it. What I ended up finding is that this song has been covered by so many, oh, I don't have the figure in front of me, but something ridiculous in terms of the number of different versions that have happened, that have been created since 1960. And something that I found really fun is the fact that basically there have been many different international versions of it in different languages. So I wanted to play you little clips so you could hear that I found a Spanish version, Japanese, French, and Portuguese. And so I wanted to just play you little clips because it's so fun to hear the different versions. So, for example, this is... woohoo! This is the Spanish version. So that's the staccatos. And then here's a version that's in in Japanese. So let's hear this. This is Kayu Sakamoto.
どこかで人が見てたらどうしようかと震えてるねえみんなラスタカ教えてあげようかそれはちょっぴり隠したビキニスタイル今日初めて知ったからあいつビチチリウィニエロポケダビキニビキニのお嬢さんねえみんなもっと言うこと教えてあげようか
And so that's a definitely a fun one. And there was also a version in French that I found by an artist named Dalida. And the name of this is Itsy Bitsy Petite Bikini. And so let's hear this one. Let's see here.
Elle craignait de montrer quoi?
Son petit, 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 oui, petit, petit bikini qu'elle mettait pour la première fois. Elle petit, 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 oui, tout petit, petit bikini, un bikini rouge et jaune à petits pois.
Un, deux, trois, savez-vous ce qui arriva?
And, So we also get to hear, here's a Brazilian version that was sung in 1965 by Ronnie Cord. And this one is, I'm going to butcher it if I try the Portuguese, but it's Biquini de Bolinha Amarelinha Dao Pequenininho. Oh, my papa is too bad I didn't get direction from him first of how to pronounce that. He speaks Portuguese. I should have asked him. So this is the Portuguese version. Even though it was originally done in 1965 by Ronnie Cord for the Portuguese version, this group is Blitz. I also found a fun version done by the Muppets.
Peggy, do you have your bikini on yet?
Yes!
Are you coming out?
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be.
Oh, yes.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would see.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what I wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today.
That's right.
So we got to hear Kermit and Miss Piggy on that one. And so what I'm going to do is, since you probably just haven't gotten quite enough Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, I'm going to give you the original version by Brian Hyland.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, sing a rap and tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the water she wanted to stay. From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water, guess there isn't any more.
Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini is a song that was suggested by a number of listeners: Crystal Hannon, Jane and Ian, Fred and Laura Perloff, and D.E.O. So thank you to everyone for suggesting that one, and I had fun finding those different versions. So I wanted to let you know that here on KSKQ, McGuire Industries Engineering is a proud supporter of KSKQ LP 94.9 FM in Ashland, Oregon, providing communications engineering, solid-state lighting, consultation services, and more. You can contact Mike McGuire at 541-201-8777 or email engineering@ashlandhome.net. So KSKQ thanks McGuire Engineering for supporting community radio. And someone else who supports us is St. Clair Productions. It was very interesting because when I was going through the brainstorm of the songs to play today for the clothing theme, I got a suggestion from my friend Noli Hoy. And she lives, Noli Hoy Taylor, she lives in Martha's Vineyard. And I had never heard of an artist that she suggested, Peter Mulvey. She suggested the song called Shirt by him. I listened to it this week, and I really liked it. And I thought, wow, I've never heard of this artist, and I really like this artist. Then I came into the station today, and I saw a poster hanging up here in the studio. And sure enough, it says Peter Mulvey. It turns out that he is coming to Ashland, and he's going to be here next week, Monday, September 13th. He's doing two workshops here in Ashland, and he's doing a performance on Tuesday the 14th at the Unitarian Fellowship on 4th and C here in Ashland. And so I encourage you to look into this. He's doing, the workshops are on song deconstruction and reconstruction, as well as guitar techniques. And so if you're interested in these, I don't see a contact. Interesting. So check in with the Unitarian Fellowship on 4th and C if you want to find out more information and go to his concert. I feel very inspired to go. And so let's listen to the song that I got connected to through Noli Hoy Taylor, who lives on the other side of the country. So this is Shirt by Peter Mulvey.
Downtown last night, gonna dig a show. When I passed the display window of a big department store, when I looked inside the window, man, all filled up with racks. And down there near the bottom was a crazy pair of slacks. I gotta have them. Yeah, well, I need them for this cat. Well, well, yeah, how can I go cat without them? Crazy pink peg slacks. Well, I walked up to a salesman. I said, mister, I'm flat broke, but I gotta have them pink slacks. He said, man, is this a joke? Well, I asked him how much money. He said, add up 4 and 8. He said, man, them pants is crazy. Them's pink rayon acetate. Well, I gotta have them. Yeah, well, I need them for this cat. Well, well, yeah, how can I go cat without them? Crazy pink peg slacks. Well, I went to see my baby, asked her for some dough. She said, I love you, honey, but what you need this money for? But I told her about them peggers I'd run across downtown. Got a swabuck from her daddy, yeah, and I turned my Ford around. I gotta have them. Yeah, well, I need them for this cat. Well, well, yeah, how can I go catting without you? Crazy pink peg slacks. I slid my Ford to a stop, rushed into the store. I said, man, I got a sawbuck. He said, you need $2 more. I said, man, can I charge it? He said, we don't get these things for free. I said, but mess, you just don't realize what them pink peggers mean to me. Well, I gotta have them. Yeah, well, I need them for this cat. Well, well, yeah, how can I go cat without them? Crazy pink peg slacks.
By the bush and buffalo, She said she was a magic mama. She could draw me tarot and carry on without a comma. That she was someone I should know.
She had a sniff for a bit and an ambulance. And she was pretty but what? But she wasn't done yet. She had great reason. Well, my dog was a kid. I told her she was alright, but I couldn't come in.
And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said her stereo was four-way, and I just love it in a room. Well, I was born to have adventure, you see, so I just followed up the step, right past the fuming incense venture, to where she hung a castanet. She stripped away her rancid poncho and laid out naked by the door. We didn't tell we were unconscious, and it was useless anymore.
She had a snake full of pets and an ambulance, and she was breathing at work, but she wasn't done yet. She had great whiskey.
Well, I thought with a pin,
I told her she was alright, but I couldn't come in. And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said her stereo was four-way, and I just love.
Abruptly than I was expecting. That song is Camarillo Brillo, and that was Frank Zappa, Camarillo Brillo. And it was suggested by David Pedersen, who pointed out the lyrics of the, is that a real poncho? Is that a Mexican poncho? Or is that a Sears poncho? Funny lyrics. And actually, he pointed out there was another song by Frank Zappa that would have been appropriate called Eddie, Are You Kidding? And let me play a little clip for you because it has appropriate lyrics here. So...
Eddie! My friends ask me, Eddie, Eddie, are you kidding? I want to tell you something, my friends. I am not kidding. Here at Zachary All, we have 60 tailors in the back room. We have the West's largest selection of Portleys, regulars, longs, extra longs, and cadets. And my friends say to me, Eddie, Eddie, what do you think of the new double knits?
Eddie, what do you think of the new double knits?
And I tell them, I'll tell you something, frankly, my friends, when the new double knits first came out, I was not impressed. But as you can see, these pants I'm wearing are double knit. They stretch in all the right places.
So, as you can see, given this theme of clothing, that one would have been appropriate too with those lyrics. So if you're just tuning in, this is Maya's Mix, and today the theme is clothing. And I forgot to tell you that basically when I was first brainstorming, when I suggested the theme, I asked people for all their ideas about any songs that they like that have clothing in the title or the lyrics. And I realized that there were so many different ideas that I noticed a lot of them were about shoes and socks and footwear. So what I decided is that I'm going to do a second edition of this general theme, and I'm going to do footwear as part two. So for all of the songs that have to do with shoes and socks and feet, stay tuned in a following show. Probably next week I'll be doing that one, and it'll give you a chance to hear some other great songs that all these people, all these listeners suggested. So the song that you heard before this one, before the Camarillo, oh, I hope I'm not mispronouncing that, was Fabric of My Life by Zoe Deschanel. See, I should find out how to pronounce these things before I get on the air. That song was suggested by Derek Keevil, and you might have noticed that it had kind of a familiar cotton jingle in some of the lyrics, and he pointed out that Zoe, who's from the band She and Him, was one of the people that the cotton industry commissioned to write a jingle, a song based on the jingle. And the cotton jingle was written long ago, but they asked modern artists recently, or I don't know how recently, to write full songs based on the jingle. And so that was one that Derek Keevil brought to my attention. He said that there were some other artists who did some great songs, such as Miranda Lambert and Jasmine Sullivan. So it makes me curious to hear the other ones. Before that song, we heard Pink Pegged Slacks by Eddie Cochran, and that song was suggested by Rusty Drake. And we started off with Shirt by Peter Mulvey, and that song was suggested by Noli Hoy Taylor. And as I mentioned before the set, Peter is going to be here in town in Ashland this upcoming next week, and he's going to be doing a performance at the Unitarian Fellowship on Tuesday, September 14th. So here on Maya's Mix, because I'm getting all these ideas from people, you listeners are the ones that are really the key part of the satisfaction I get out of this show in terms of the ideas that you suggest and help me brainstorm for these shows. And so I encourage you to join my Facebook page if you're on Facebook, and that's you can just search for Maya's Mix and you can join. And there also is a blog that has all the past recordings and past shows on it for you to see and hear. It's kskq.org/Maya, M-A-Y-A. And it's a fun way to see. I counted last week, and it was 62 shows that I've done so far. And that was kind of a surprise to me. I thought, wow. We've found that many different topics for songs, and today's theme of clothing was inspired by the suggestion from Jim Giancarlo. So if you have ideas when you're listening to songs and you realize a fun theme for a future show, then please let me know. So we're going to do another set here, since here on KSKQ, I am going to be able to go longer than my regular hour, since Kids Club Radio isn't on yet. They're taking a break, so it means that I have more time to play all these great songs that you've suggested. Okay, so the next set, there were two suggestions by ZZ Top, and I had trouble deciding which one to do. One was Sharp Dressed Man, and the other is Cheap Sunglasses, and they're both relevant for the theme. And I realized that in this theme, I need to have some accessories. We're doing clothing, but hey, we need some essential accessories such as sunglasses. So actually in this next set, you're going to hear the first two songs are featuring sunglasses. And I'm just going to play you a little clip of Sharp Dressed Man, since I'm not going to be playing the whole song. And this song, it was suggested by Jane and Ian and Fred and Laura. And so just to give you a taste of what this one would have been.
Eddie, are you kidding?
No, that's not it. That was the last one you just heard. So let's hear this one. Probably know this one. This is a classic. Sharp-dressed man. Woohoo! That is certainly appropriate when you heard those lyrics for the clothing theme. That would have been relevant. So we got a taste of it, but let's move to the accessories. And this is Cheap Sunglasses by ZZ Top, and this song was suggested by John Jarrell.
Up some cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Spied a little thing and I followed her all night in a funky fine Levi's and her sweater kind of tight. She had a West Coast strut that was sweet as molasses. But what really knocked me out was the cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh Choice is up to you, cause they come in two classes. Rhymes home
shades of cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh
washed away. I've had it now for more damn years than I could count anyway. I wear it beneath my jacket with the collar turned up high. So old I should replace it, but I'm not about to try. This shirt's got silver buttons and a place upon the sleeve where I used to set my heart up right there where anyone could see. This shirt is the one I wore to every boring high school dance where the boys ignored the girls and we all pretended to like the band. This shirt was a pillow for my head on a train through Italy. This shirt was a blanket beneath the love we made in Angelay. This shirt was lost for 3 whole days in a town near Buffalo till I found the locker key in a downtown Trailways bus depot. This shirt is the one I lent you, and when you gave it back, it had a rip inside the sleeve where you rolled your cigarettes. It was the place I put my heart, now look at where you put a tear. I forgave your thoughtlessness, but not the boy who put it there. This shirt was the place your cat decided to give birth to 5. And we stayed up all night watching, and we wept when the last one died. This shirt is just an old faded piece of cotton, shining like memories inside those silver buttons. Is a grand old relic with a grand old history. I wear it now for Sunday chores, cleaning house and raking leaves. I wear it beneath my jacket with the collar turned up high. So old I should replace it, but I'm not about to try.
Elisabeth, devant sa garde-robe, à 7h32 s'arrache les cheveux. Elisabeth, devant sa garde-robe, elle sait jamais ce qu'elle veut. C'est parce qu'elle a trop de pulls, de chemises, de culottes, de chaussettes, de chaussures et de frocs, de manteaux, de nudos, de débardeurs, de robes et de tailleurs, de foulards, de maillots, de jambières. Elisabeth désespère. À 8h07, elle se couche par terre. Elisabeth devant sa garde-robe, les bras en croix, le regard en l'air. Elle vient d'entendre la météo qui lui dit ni froid ni chaud. Aujourd'hui ce sera mitigé. Décidément elle n'est pas aidée. Elisabeth devant sa garde-robe, à 8h25 elle se Elisabeth devant sa garde-robe décide de s'habiller en gris. Mais elle a trop de pulls, de chemises et de culottes grises, de chaussettes, de chaussures et de frocs gris, de manteaux, de nudos, de débardeurs, de robes et de tailleurs, de foulards, de maillots, de jambières grises. Elisabeth crise. Elisabeth devant sa garde-robe, à 8h43, a le choix. Elisabeth devant sa garde-robe, entre un pantalon et une jupe à pois. Elle préfère bien la jupe, mais si elle prend froid, avec un gilet, bah pourquoi pas. C'est seulement à 9h23 qu'elle est était prête, elle a mis des bas. Elisabeth dans le miroir, la commode. 9h32, n'en crois pas ses yeux. Elisabeth dans le miroir de la commode, elle voit une tache sur son gilet bleu. Elle enlève son gilet, sa jupe et ses bas. Avec autre chose, bah ça irait pas. Elle met le pantalon gris qui l'attendait là. Plus que le haut après ses premiers lima. Mais oui, mais oui, mais elle a trop de pulls, de chemises et de col V, de grandes manches, de bretelles, de col roulé, de body, de nudo, de débardeur, de chalet, de tailleur, de cap, de veste et de tabarac. Ah, Elisabeth craque. Elisabeth devant sa garde-robe. À 9h50, elle sait plus quoi faire. Elisabeth devant sa garde-robe, elle retrouve plus son chemisier vert. Elle est sûre qu'il est propre, elle l'a lavé hier. Un cadeau de sa belle-mère. Elle cherche, elle fouille, elle s'énerve et hop là, elle le retrouve en boule sous une pile d'affaires. Elisabeth devant sa garde-robe, à 10h, t'es en train de repasser. Elisabeth devant sa garde-robe, son joli chemisier. La radio allumée, elle entend les infos de 10h annoncées. Là, Elisabeth est vraiment en retard, son car elle l'a loupé. Elle lâche sans faire son chemisier. Elle attrape les yeux fermés, un survêtement, des baskets, un tablier, et sort de chez elle toute mal fagotée.
Alors figure-toi que sans elle est coiffée d'un drap de pique, évidemment. Et puis alors elle a une tête, je n'ai même pas envie de la poser, la honte de la pose dans la rue et de dire oh, évidemment, comment ça va, alors Elisabeth, je vous en délite à son nom. Alors là, il y a pas moyen, la joie n'est pas Elisabeth. Elle n'est pas poussée, mais il n'est pas bien, elle n'a pas un moment. Alors qu'elle a fait des trois verres dans la glace, pour la son délite, on le raconte un moment, c'est quand même important dans le monde, c'est pas un bon
You're listening to Maya's Mix here on KSKQ LP 94.9 FM, Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. The song that you just heard was done by the singer-songwriter from France named her name is Amélie Le Crayon. She's and the name of the song is La Garde Robe d'Elisabeth. Elisabeth. D'Elisabeth. La Garde Robe d'Elisabeth. Oh, my mom tried to help me with the pronunciation of this, and hopefully it was better than I would have done otherwise. But anyway, so the song was suggested by Derek Keevil, and as he says, quote, it tells the story of a woman standing in front of her wardrobe trying to figure out what to wear, but the more she thinks about it, the more difficult the process. A song that could have been written for my wife, Elizabeth. So thank you, Derek, for that suggestion, a fun song. And the song before that we heard was called This Shirt by Mary Chapin Carpenter, and that was suggested by Rob Brooks. We also heard two sunglasses songs before that. I Wear My Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart, and that song was suggested by Robin Jansen. And we started off with Cheap Sunglasses by ZZ Top, and that song was suggested by John Jarrell. So we are doing the clothing theme, and I found a song that is very fun for this. It was suggested by John Jarrell. I had forgotten about it, and then he brought it to my attention. And then my friend Jane and Ian, they also, we talked about it. And what I want to do is play you the original by it's General Larry Platt. And so this was first performed. It came to public attention on American Idol when he was in an audition, and he did the song, which is pretty funny, just in his own unique way. And he first started performing it in 2001 on the streets of Atlanta, and he did it during campaigns for the city elected officials. And then someone in the civil rights activist said, well, hey, you should go on American Idol. And so he went on American Idol, and he did this song just for the audition. He didn't make it any further. And somehow it became a huge hit and then there was the controversy of it being released as a studio version without him even knowing it. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a little clip of performing it on American Idol. So this is him performing it on American Idol.
Pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground, with the gold in your mouth, hat turned sideways, pan hit the ground, call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool, walking downtown with your pants on the ground, giddy up, hey, get your pants off the ground, looking like a fool.
Okay, so I wouldn't have necessarily thought that that would be a hit or anything. But it ended up taking off. That's the funny part of our culture, how we can end up, you never know what's going to become popular. So then I want to play you just a piece of one of the remakes that ended up being created, which they put in Simon's reactions in there too. And this is the Say Ah blend of it.
Get your pants off the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground, gold in your mouth, hat turned sideways, pan hit the ground, call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool, walking downtown with your pants on the ground, giddy up.
Okay, so anyway, that's an example of one of the remakes. And so what Jane brought to my attention, my friend Jane, is that she saw a hilarious parody on the song that Jimmy Fallon did on his show. And for those of you who know him, he does he plays Neil Young, and he does a very good job embodying him. And so he on his show ended up doing Pants on the Ground in a much different version, singing it as Neil Young would sing it. So I'm going to play that song for you right now.
Walking downtown,
So that was a fun taste of a remake of Pants on the Ground. That was Jimmy Fallon playing Neil Young. So we're going to move on to the next set, and I'm going to play a song called Lines in the Suit. The artist is Spoon, and this song was suggested by Ross Bowling.
Express, please.
Yes, that'll be 3 weeks, dearie.
3 weeks, but the sign outside says 59-minute cleaners.
Yes, that's just the name of the shop, love. We take
just
3 weeks to do a
shop.
Shirt. Yes, that is if there's an R in the month. Of course.
Oh,
otherwise,
but
it's 4 weeks. But your name does begin with a P, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, no, actually,
well,
of
that'll
course
be
it's
5 weeks, then, except
five
if it's a
weeks.
Year, it'll be a little
blimey.
Never even get
Shake. well, I'm shaking my shirt all over the place, but it's been thrown right back in my face.
New horizons in sound now as Roger plays a solo on the electric shirt collar.
In the set that you just heard, we started off with Lines in the Suit by Spoon. That song was suggested by Ross Bowling. We also heard the next song was Shirt by Bonzo Dog Band, and it was actually, I did an edited segment of it. It has a funny beginning part, which is kind of a skit, not music, and I due to time, I didn't include that, but if you are curious to hear it, I encourage you to go check it out. You could probably hear a recording somewhere online, YouTube or something, Shirt by Bonzo Dog Band. And that song was suggested by Derek Keevil. The next song was The Dress Looks Nice on You by Sufjan Stevens. And the song that you just heard is Undone, the sweater song. And that was Weezer. That song was suggested by Crystal Hannon and Fred Perloff. And I just got an email earlier today from Fred. And he said that he thinks I'm the cat's pajamas. Speaking of articles of clothing, the cat's pajamas. And it's actually a slang phrase that was became popular in the 1920s. He included this in his email to me. And it was similar to with the bee's knees and with the cat's whiskers. Those are similar. I think you're the bee's knees. I think you're the cat's whiskers. And in the 20s, the word cat was used as a term to describe the flappers from the jazz era. And then this was combined with the word pajamas, which was a relatively new fashion in the 20s, and to form the phrase that is used to describe something that is the best at what it does. So it makes it really highly sought and desirable. And in this piece that he gave me, it also explains that some of the phrases that were similar didn't last very long. I think you're the eel's ankle. I think you're the elephant's instep. I think you're the snake's hip. So those didn't last, but I think you're the cat's pajamas. I think you listeners are the cat's pajamas for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in and for giving me all these song suggestions here on Maya's Mix. I encourage you, if you have any ideas for songs that are have shoes, any form of shoes or boots in the title or the lyrics, then please email me, maya@kskq.org, or you can leave it as a message on my Facebook page, Maya's Mix page. And like I told you before, feel free to visit my blog, kskq.org/Maya, and you'll be able to, if you're just tuning in and you didn't catch the whole show, or you want to hear any past shows, then you can go to the blog and you'll be able to hear the recordings. And you can also see the full playlist, which can be fun sometimes visually to see the list of the song titles all together and see how these different artists have all expressed their own interpretation of their little piece of what the theme is. So you can also stay tuned at 4 o'clock. Carson is going to be here for Latitude 42, and he's always worth hearing. I'm going to end with a song that was suggested by Blossom Hester Dawes as well as Derek Keevil. And this is, the artist is Cake, and the song is Short Skirt, Long Jacket.
Facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with with a short skirt and a long jacket.
She borrows my pen. She wants a car.